Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 4 Term 4 Staff podcast. I want to say, firstly, thank you to all of the Stage 2 teachers who have been able to keep to the timelines for result sheets and moderation materials. This certainly makes Leslie's job a hell of a lot easier and also puts the school name forward in a positive sense. I know there's a lot more work to be done before the end of the year from a Stage 2 point of view, but I just want to acknowledge those staff who've been able to give us that information seamlessly. There's obviously a Stage 1 process to come in the next few weeks as well, and I just really appreciate everybody keeping to the expectations of those timelines so that we can get that information to the SACE board in a timely fashion. Just moving forward into the new week, I just wanted to share a few things that I've picked up over the next week. So the Stage 2 exams continue as of Monday, starting with biology. Most of those exams are going to be held down at the Port Lincoln Hotel, and we've got supervisors organised, and I appreciate the teachers that are going to go down and help supervise those exams down at the hotel. There are some exams that are going to need to be run on site, due to clashes with bookings that were already in with the Port Lincoln Hotel, and as well as some facilities requirements and technical requirements for those exams. So still, please be aware that there are Stage 2 students around the site, but also that there are some exams, and Leslie will certainly put out some information closer to the time with some specifics. I do want us to turn our attention to 2020 planning, and in particular around pastoral care. We made a decision to change our timetable structure to include pastoral care for 10 minutes every morning and a 40-minute session on a Wednesday. So it is dedicated time now and not attached to a subject. So we really need to get to a point where we make a decision as a school as to why we're running pastoral care. At this point, I'm not too concerned about what is actually going to happen in that time, but I think clarity around why pastoral care is important to us and why we have actually made dedicated time. Leslie and Amy are going to run a process around that through their subschools so that we can really clarify why we think pastoral care is an important thing, and also some structural things around minimising class size or pastoral care sizes so that we can manage some of the things that are important to us through that pastoral care system. So please be aware of that over the next week. The other thing that has come up regularly in meetings that I've had with staff is around the continuous reporting, some of the frustrations that people have had with dual systems going, and it's certainly something that we need to clarify in 2020. From my point of view, I would like to see the traditional reporting structure fall away and that we move into a continuous reporting cycle where teachers are giving formative feedback to our students in a timely fashion. One of the critical things around continuous reporting is that students receive that feedback quickly and succinctly, and I think that's really where the improvement needs to be made. Where traffic lights fit into that process is yet to be clarified, but I would really like us to see us move swiftly into a continuous reporting mode, and certainly from discussions from teachers, that's certainly what they are wanting as well. The other thing that I've learned is we need to really clarify our line management structures. It seems to me in some cases they are there because people have been told that they need to be there, and some of those relationships could be strengthened in a positive setting. And some of the flow of information coming from the exec leadership team to ancillary staff and teachers is potentially not happening in a timely fashion around decisions that the school's making. But also the exec leadership are not necessarily listening or hearing information that is important to ancillary staff and teaching staff. And I think that's something that we really need to spend some time clarifying during the rest of this year so that we've really got some strength in the processes for 2020. And I would really encourage people to think about having a really strong, positive relationship with their line manager so that all things work can be pushed through that structure and people feel represented, but at the same time they're getting information around whole school processes quickly and efficiently. The other thing that I would like people to focus on is around the dedicated literacy sessions that we, again, identified and put timetable time towards for 2020. What's actually going to be in those literacy lessons is something that we need to make sure we have plans for, ready for 2020. And again, I've asked Amy O'Brien to really lead that process and clarify that over the next couple of weeks so that we are as organised as we possibly can, particularly for term one, and that there'd be some more work around the rest of the year during that term one phase once those sessions have started. From my point of view, I think we need to start very simply. We need to have a focus on writing improvement, and clearly we're doing that with dedicated literacy time. But I think we need to really focus on the different genres that are being taught at year levels and in the middle school setting, making sure we use that literacy time for differentiated learning, whether that's around our students who are pre-writing and are actually getting some intervention through Maclet, through to our students that are comfortable B students and drafting work, strengthening up their writing around genres within subjects, and getting those literacy teachers to be real experts in that area to support the writing improvement of all of our students. Just to finish off, what happens to a frog's car when it breaks down? Well, it gets towed away. Have a lovely week, everybody.